mejores del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Un método exigente y eficaz. Cursos Vaughan. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online, the Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome. Yes, here we are back together again. It's another day. Today's Wednesday, by the way. And Wednesday means it's the middle of the week. Yes, sir. Although really, officially, the middle of the week is at 12 noon today. I've counted it on working weeks, you know, from Monday to Friday. I've counted the number of work days, the number of hours right in the center. The equator in the working week is 12 o'clock, midday on a Wednesday. So, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't reached the Ecuador, como decís en español, to pasar el Ecuador de la semana laboral. Yes, sir, we're still here. Mucho corro, we have to work a lot. Yes, yes, that's the punishment of God. Yes, he punished us. We have to work. Some people like work. They enjoy working. And that's a mortal sin, because to enjoy the punishment of God is something by God, you know. So, really, here we are together, but in order to enjoy the punishment of God, it helps to know English. It helps to have a better level of English. So I'm here as every day, al pie de cañón. Somebody has to take the responsibility. Somebody has to assume. Somebody has to take on the responsibility. Take on to assume. To take on the responsibility. Somebody has to do it. And so I made the decision a long time ago that I would sacrifice and come here at 7:30 in the morning every single day. Can you believe it? Yeah, 230, 240 days a year, 7:30 in the morning. You know what time I got up this morning? I got up at 5:30. Can you believe it? The things I do, right? But in any case, the reason I'm talking this way is because I have two friends here who are joining me today. They're nervous. Nacho, do they look nervous to you? No, they don't look. One looks, what's the word in Spanish? I think the word in Spanish is this one. All right. Yeah, calm, peaceful. You can see the word here. Can you see it? Do you know how to say that word? It's pachorra. He's sitting back. Indigo is sitting back. He's not sitting up. You know, sit back is a la Bartola mouth. Tranquilote. To sit up means incorporate, agudo y no obtuso. Right? So he's just sitting back. I'm going to make him say something. I'm going to make him say something which forces him to have to sit up. To sit up. Sit ups also means hacer abdominales, so we call them sit ups. All right? Push ups, sit ups, and pull ups are three of the classical exercises you start learning in primary school that you hate. I don't remember which exercise I hated the most. Sit ups, push ups, or pull ups. Pull ups is where you grab a bar above you and you pull your body up to your chin. Those are called pull ups. You pull your body up. Of course. Now, push-ups is when you get down flat, face down on the floor, and then with your hands flat on the floor, you push your body up. You know, the typical things they do in the Marines, los Marines, during the basic training, push-ups. And then sit-ups is you put your hands, you lock your hands behind your head, is the classical way. And you sit up. Te incorporas. And back down, back up to work on your stomach muscles and lower stomach muscles. And those are the three classical movements that at least I was forced to learn in elementary school. Which one did I hate the most? I think the pull-ups. The pull-ups. But I still do them. I still do push-ups. I still do pull-ups. I still do sit-ups. It's a never-ending story. Una historia interminable. But here I have two guests with me, looking at me, waiting to be called on to say something intelligent, I suppose. I hope. But in any case, I'm going to introduce them. First, it's Inigo. How are you today?
Hello, I'm Richard.
Move the mic a little bit closer.
Okay.
All right. Now, are you...
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. Not you. You say he doesn't look nervous. No? Do you feel nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
How many times have you been with me on the radio?
This is the first time.
This is the first time?
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember the name of that fellow sitting on your right?
My fellow is Paolo Mezza.
Paolo Mezza. Paolo.
Good morning. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. My Italian's not very good. Io sono americano. That's the only thing I know. Is that correct?
Perfect.
Okay. That's the only thing I know. And of course, arrivederci, et cetera, et cetera. But I traveled through Italy using a little bit of Italian and a mix of Spanish, hitchhiking in 1972, successfully. Yes. Of course, it's easy to communicate with Italians. But in any case, Inigo, let's learn a little bit about Paolo. Let's learn. Before we... Bueno, what's his last name? Do you remember?
Susaeta.
Susaeta. That's good Italian pronunciation.
Susaeta. Italian
yes.
I love it.
Sounds better. Susaeta. Inigo Susaeta. So we're going to find out. ¿Cómo se dice averiguar?
To find out?
Find out.
Find out.
Pero enlázalo.
Find out.
Find out. ¿Cómo se dice estoy bien?
I'm fine.
Fine. ¿Cómo se dice duda?
Doubt.
Bien, duda. Júntalo.
Find out.
That's the pronunciation. You understand?
Okay.
Find out. Find out.
Fine.
Bien, duda.
Find out.
Find out.
Find out.
La demanda.
Okay.
Fonéticamente.
Okay.
Si no, suena find out. Los hispanohablantes no dicen la D al final de las palabras. Es en Madrid. O Madrid. No dicen Madrid. Madrid. So, find out.
Let's try again. Find out. Find out.
Find out. Find out.
Find out. Find out.
Yeah. Well, you're learning already. Can you believe it? 7:36 in the morning, and you're learning something new, something you never knew. Okay, we're going to find out a little bit about this strange person sitting opposite you and me. Okay, but ask him if he's full Italian. Are you?
Are you Italian?
Are you full Italian?
Are you full Italian, Paolo?
Yes, I am.
Ask him if he's from Rome. Are you?
Are you fish?
Espera. Okay. Come on, no. Ask him he's from Rome. From Rome.
Are you from Rome?
No, I'm not.
Ask him if he's from the south of Italy.
Are you from the south of Italy?
No, I'm not.
All right.
The north.
Well, so that rules out Sicily. How do you say eso descarta? Sicilia. That? How do you say descartar?
Rules out.
That rules out Sicily. That rules out Bari. That rules out Brindisi.
Okay,
that rules out Apulia. All of it.
Okay.
That rules out Campania. All right, now ask him if he's from Trieste.
Are you from Trieste?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that rules... Well, ask him if he's from the Dolomites.
Are you from the Dolomite?
No.
Okay, good. Well, we know he's
go
from
west.
The north. Ask him... Go west, young man. Okay, ask him if he's from Milan.
Are you from Milan?
No, I'm not.
Ask him
but you're getting closer.
We're getting warmer. All right, we're getting closer. Okay, ask him if he's from an area around Lake Garda.
Are you from...
An area.
An area from the lake...
Around.
Around the lake...
Garda.
Garda.
Lago di Garda.
No, I'm not. I've been living there for a while. But
I lived. Pasó simple. You understand?
Yeah.
I've been living there means you're still there.
Mm-hmm.
You're using the present perfect, continuous, which means you're still living there. So you live there for a certain period of time.
1 year, yeah.
For 1 year, less. Near Lake Garda.
Yeah, in Brescia.
Was it nice?
Yes.
All right. City. Very good. So he's not from Milan. Well, then ask him if he's from, I don't know, Verona.
Are you from Verona?
No, I'm not.
Ask him if he's from the region of Veneto.
Are you from the region of Veneto?
Conuve, Veneto.
Are you from the region of Veneto?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, I can't figure this out. Ask him if he's from Genoa.
Are you from Genova?
From
Genova?
No, Genoa. Noiuve.
Genoa.
Genoa in English.
Okay.
Genoa.
Are you from Genoa?
No, I'm not.
So
but
he's
getting
not,
closer.
We're getting closer. Oh, good. Oh, wow. So Genoa, the people in Genoa are Genovese. In the adjective, we use the V.
Uh-huh.
The Genovese people are from Genoa.
Okay.
I don't know why we don't say Genova.
Okay.
I don't know why. Mm. In English, we dropped. For example, in French, do you say, how do you say Genoa in French? You know?
Genève.
Como Ginebra.
Genoa. Genoa.
Okay. So the Genovese live in Genoa, or from Genoa. So he's not from Genoa. Ask him if he's from Tuscany.
Are you from Tuscany?
Cierra la boca con leme.
Okay. Are you from Tuscany?
No, you're not closing your mouth.
Okay. Are you from Tuscany?
Are you from Tuscany? Look at my mouth. Are you from Tuscany? Are you from are you from Tuscany?
Are you from Tuscany?
All right.
No, I'm not.
All right, my God. This is a mystery, mystery, mystery. Okay, he's not from Genoa. Ask him if he's from Lake Como.
Are you from Lake Como?
Or no. Maggiore?
No? No, I'm not, but I've been living there too. I lived there for 1 year.
Where? Bellagio?
In Como.
Okay. Well, okay.
I've been traveling a little bit.
Ask him if he's from an area near the French border.
Are you from an area close to the French border?
Yes.
Well, that,
yes, I am.
That then it must be. Ask him if he's from Turin.
Are you from Turin?
I'm from Torino region, yes.
Yeah, well, Turin is
Piemonte.
A city. You're from Piedmont.
Piedmont. Piedmont.
Piedmont, Piedmont. You're from Piedmont.
Yeah.
All right. Ask him what the population of Piedmont is.
How population?
Ask him what the population of Piedmont is.
What the population? What's the population?
Popu.
What's the
popu?
What's the population of Piedmont?
Piedmont.
Piedmont.
No, Piedmont. Todo junto. Piedmont.
Piedmont. Piedmont.
No me hagas sílaba en medio. Piedmont. Piedmont.
Piedmont. Piedmont is.
Ahí está.
Piedmont.
Is. Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I guess it's around 3 million people, probably.
You guess it's around 3 million people? Well, we're going to find out. Piedmont.
Piedmont.
Piedmont. Let's see. Piemonte. Piedmont. I can't find it. Here it is. Region Noroccidentale d'Italia. All right. The population of Piedmont is 4.4
wow.
million people. Yeah. He wasn't very accurate, was he? All right. Ask him if he is from the. If he's from a small town in Piedmont.
Are you from a small town in Piedmont?
Piedmont.
Piedmont.
Yes, indeed. My little village had 200 inhabitants.
What's? Ask him what the name of the village is.
What the name?
What's
the name of the village?
All
is?
Right. Asticho es dos veces.
What's the name of the village?
Right. Claro, yo digo. Ask him what the name of the village is.
Okay.
Because I'm not asking a question. I'm giving instructions. And so the verb is always after the noun. Ask him what the name of the village is. What is the name of the village? With a contraction, what's the name of the village? What's the name of the village? What's the name of, name of the village?
What's the name of the village?
All right.
The name is Sali Vercellese.
Sali Vercellese. That's easy. Sali, como suena?
Yes.
Sali, with a V.
And space, Vercellese.
How do you spell V? Here, we found it.
That's it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Sali Vercellese, escrito con V. Sali, Sali. Yo salí, él salió. Yo salí. And then the second word is Vercellese. How do you say it?
Vercellese.
Vercellese. Sali Vercellese. Okay, very good.
Really small.
It's really small. Now, the population, according to Wikipedia, which is not very reliable. How do you say fiable?
Reliable?
Yeah. Repeat. Reliable?
Reliable?
Yes. It doesn't even say the population. Let's see. 131 people. Hmm. Well, 130, because you're here.
Yeah.
They lost one. All right. Ask if he was born in the village. In that village.
Were you born in that village?
In that village?
I was born in the hospital of the town, close to the village.
All right.
But I was living since I was born there.
All right. So, do you have a question, Nino?
Yes, I have a question. But I always thought...
Escucha, I have a question.
I have a question.
Question. ¿Cómo se dice?
Question.
Chin. Chin, chin. Question.
I have a question.
Question.
I have a question.
Good.
I always thought that the name of your town was Vercelli. Vercelli is the capital of the province.
Okay. All right.
I see. Okay, thank you.
We're learning a lot of geography today.
A lot.
Yeah. Ask him if Piedmont used to be a republic.
Okay. Was it Piedmont?
Inigo has trouble with his interrogatives, formulating questions. Ask him if Piedmont used to be. Did Piedmont used to be? Did Piedmont used to be?
Did Piedmont used to be a republic? No, it was a monarchy.
It used to be a monarchy.
Under the Savoia dynasty.
Dynasty. All right, the House of Savoy. Yeah, yep. All right. And ask him when Piedmont became part of Italy.
When the Piedmont was part
Piedmont.
Of Italy. When Piedmont is very difficult to say. Eh?
Well, we
Piedmont.
Have to, Piedmont.
I would say, as I always say, Piedemonte.
Piemonte, yeah. Piedmont. When did Piedmont become part of Italy?
When Piedmont...
No, es una pregunta. When did...
When did Piedmont become a monarchy?
No, a part of Italy.
A part of Italy, excuse me. Actually, it was the other way around.
Italy became part of Piedmont.
Exactly. Because it was the kingdom of Savoy and Piedmont and Sardinia that unified Italy.
Well, ask if Garibaldi was from Piedmont.
Was Garibaldi part of Piedmont?
No, part of, no se dice.
Excuse me.
Was, ask him if Garibaldi was from Piedmont.
Okay. Was Garibaldi from Piedmont?
Piedmont.
No, actually Garibaldi, he was from Nizza.
From Nice.
Nice.
But Nice at that time was part of...
Was part of the kingdom of Savoy. Yeah.
All right.
And actually it was French. Sacrificed in exchange with the French monarchy in all order to get help for the independence of Italy.
All right.
So he had to sacrifice his own birthplace, in a way.
He sacrificed his own birthplace, Garibaldi. All right. Garibaldi has a very interesting life. He was in Argentina, and he got involved. He was in Brazil. He was in Argentina. He was in Uruguay. He was in New York City, living in New York City. This guy was an adventurer.
Yeah, the year of the two words. That's how they call him.
The year of the two what?
The two words. The words of America and the word of Europe.
World.
At that time, they call it like that.
No words. I understood palabras, words.
No, word. Word.
A world.
World.
World. Dilo sin la D al final. World.
The year of the two world.
No, no te sale. No te sale. World. World War One. World War.
World.
World. You know, it's interesting when I teach, very seldom, only on a few occasions, have I taught Italians. And it's a different problem, problematic, as you say. It's a different challenge, you know, because they can't say the H. My house. His house. They have trouble because they don't have the H, you know. And you know that the Soviet, you remember the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians are not afraid of the H-bomb. La bomba H, you know? They're not afraid of the H-bomb. Do you know why?
Because they don't pronounce the H.
They don't have an H in their alphabet.
Okay.
Why be afraid of something that doesn't exist? All right. But in any case, so Ask if he grew up in that, in, what's the name of it? Sali Vertiese.
Vertiese. Did you born in...
No, did you grow up?
Did you grow up in Sali Vertiese?
Yes.
I did.
I lived there until I was 18.
Until you were 18?
Yeah.
130 people. My God, ask him if his father was a farmer. Is your father still living?
Yes.
Ask him if his father is a farmer.
Is your father a farmer?
Yes, indeed. They...
Bueno, yes, indeed, no. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, indeed. Cuidado. Porque that's the second time you said it. Means, te sale. No. Yes, indeed means, ya lo creo. You understand?
Yeah.
It's a bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
Was your father a farmer? Que sí, que ya lo creo que sí. No, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, dosify yes, indeed, a little bit more strongly. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Less doses. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. Or yes, he is. He's a farmer. Ask him what kind of farmer he is.
What kind of farmer is your father?
Okay. Está bien. What kind of?
What kind of?
Dove. ¿Cómo se dice una paloma? La paloma de la paz. ¿Cómo se dice?
La colomba de la pace.
Yeah, that's in Italian. The dove of peace. Dove.
The dove of peace.
Yeah, dove. Now, kind dove.
Kind dove.
Kind of.
Kind of.
It's going to find out. You understand?
Okay.
Otra vez la D is la bisagra.
Mm-hmm.
Trampoline. What kind of?
What kind of farmer? What kind of farmer is your father?
He's a rice grower.
He's a rice producer and grower. Yeah. Cultiva arroz. He's a rice. Yes. So, what's the famous rice dish in Italy? Well, what's that famous?
What is it? What is the name of the most famous rice in Italy?
Carnaroli, probably.
No. What? No, the typical Italian.
The risotto.
Risotto. Ask Paolo if he's an expert on risotto.
Paolo, are you an expert in risotto?
On.
Paolo, are you an expert on risotto?
I'm an expert eating, but not cooking it.
Richard, ask Paolo. What kind of rice discovered his father?
All right, pero no. Ask him what kind of rice his father discovered. Verbo después.
Okay.
You're not asking a question. Repeat. Ask him what kind of rice.
Richard, ask Paolo what kind of rice
his father
discovered.
Do you mean his father discovered a new kind of rice?
Absolutely.
Okay, what kind of revolutionary rice? Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to learn something about un arroz revolucionario, a revolutionary rice discovered in Sali Vertiese.
Yes.
All right. A revolutionary rice.
Make this story long, Paolo.
No, we don't have time. Okay, Paolo, what kind of... special, unique, never seen before rice did your father develop?
Yes.
In Sali Vertiese.
Vertiese. Actually, he bred some East Asia varieties of rice.
Varieties.
To adapt them to the climate in Italy.
All right.
And among them, there was a special rice because it's a black rice.
Black rice? Yeah. Arroz negro. Yeah.
Which it's like that as itself. And it's called the Venere.
The Venere.
Which means Venus in Italian.
It means Venus. Yes. Like the planet Venus.
Yes.
How do you say it? De Venere?
Venere.
Venere. Venere rice.
Yep.
Okay, Venere rice. Okay, so your father developed this.
Yes. In China, it was called the forbidden rice because only the emperor family could eat it. So there was a good story behind it.
Hey, do you sell this rice? You?
No, not myself, but my family does in Italy.
Can I get this rice here in Spain?
Most likely, yes.
Where do I have to go? Where can I go to get arroz Venere? Okay. Where can I get it? In the Corte Inglés?
Probably, yes.
Or in any supermarket?
In Mercado de San Miguel.
Or in Mercadona, Aldi, or one... No?
Or Macro. Macro.
Yeah, but Macro, you need to be a... You need to have a special card. Yeah. So, Arroz de Venere. Okay.
Arroz Venere.
Arroz Venere. All right, risotto. How do you say rice in Italian?
This summer I was in Jura region in France for holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped in a nice restaurant, and I was surprised. I saw there one of the dishes was with our black rice.
Riso Venere.
Very happy, yeah.
Riso? How do you say rice in Italian?
Riso.
Riso.
Which is also laugh.
To laugh. Yeah. Risa, la risa.
Yeah.
To laugh, okay. Me río
word.
Cuando como.
That's it.
Riso. How do you say, I laugh when I eat black rice? How do you say it in Italian?
Rido quando mangio riso.
Quando mangio riso. All right, fine. Black rice. I tried it once. You gave me some black rice,
yes.
And I remember. How should you prepare it? Al dente, right?
It's integral. No, you don't say integral. Integral.
Integral rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arroz integral.
Or rice. So you have to cook it for longer.
For a longer time.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll come back with this fascinating story about black rice and Piedmont in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. So stay close to the dial. Stick around. Don't go away.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Hear ye, hear ye. Step right up. Ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages, it's time for the most exciting time of the year. The Book Fair is back. And of course, Vaughn is gonna be there.
Join us September 10th to the 26th at the Retiro Park in Madrid. You'll get to meet all your favorite Vaughn Radio personalities, from Richard Vaughn to Ximena Holiday to Kyle Miller to Fitz to Rob Grams and so many more. Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at Stand 283, and the Vaughn Stand is where it's all happening. Stand 283. See you there.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Richard Vaughn Live.
Hello and welcome back to our second half hour of today's Wednesday edition of Richard Vaughn Live, a very special Wednesday because I have two very special people here. I mean, every day there's something special in this program, many times special people. Just having Nacho here is something special. All right, don't you agree, Nacho? Are you special? He's shrugging his shoulders. How do you say encogerse de hombros?
Shrugging.
To shrug. Yeah, to shrug your shoulders. Yeah, strange word, to shrug. S-H-R-U-G. Es como alfombra, rug, con SH delante.
Okay.
Yeah. La alfombra se encoge de hombros. The rug shrugged its shoulders. But we always say, normally we say my shoulders, his shoulders, your shoulders. When you don't know, I don't know. You shrug your shoulders many times. So, Nacho shrugged his shoulders. Without Nacho, it's impossible to connect to anybody. I mean, who's more important, the DJ or the sound technician? Well, the sound technician. Otherwise, nothing reaches any destination, you know. So without them, we would be nothing. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with Íñigo Susaeta, who is a man in the world of high finance, investments, money management. Yes, it sounds important. Sounds interesting. Yeah. Capital markets. Yeah. Stock exchanges. And you'd say, how do you say estate planning? Gestión de patrimonios. Estate. Con E delante. So Spanish people can, don't worry, just say estate. Say estate planning, estate management. Is that correct?
It's correct. Estate planning. Yeah.
Yeah, estate planning. Yeah. And Paolo is the same, but I think Paolo, you're more in the how to gain the greatest return on money. Is that correct?
Yeah, taking too much risk.
Without too much, zero risk is impossible, right?
Yeah.
Really? Zero risk is impossible. All right.
No pain, no gain.
No pain. Well, risk implies pain, huh? Okay, but in any case, we're learning about Paolo first, and Íñigo's doing the heavy work, you know, the heavy loading, the heavy work. So Íñigo, we know that he grew up until age 18, in Sali?
Vercellese.
Vercellese, which is located in the interior of Piedmont.
Right.
Probably about 100 kilometers from the French border and maybe 80 kilometers from the Swiss border. Is that correct?
Yeah, roughly so.
Yeah, roughly so.
Closer to Paris than to Rome.
Closer,
yeah.
To Paris than to Rome.
Yeah.
All right. Ask him if the village is in the foothills of the Alps.
Is the village...
Conuve.
Is a village...
In the foothills.
In the foothills of the Alps.
Of the Alps.
Of the Alps.
Yes, it is. It's in the plain of the river Po, which is the main river in Italy.
So it's not in the foothills?
But it's in close distance with the Alps. So
okay, because
we have a nice...
How do you say foothills in Spanish?
A los pies de las montañas.
Okay. Don't you use the word I've... Las estribaciones? That's the beginning.
Es más alto. Es más bonito decir estribaciones.
Oh, it sounds better. So it's in the foothills. No. Hello,
not really.
Not really. It's on the plain.
It's on the plain.
The rain in Italy falls mainly on the plain. No sale. The rain in Spain, yes, is mainly in the plain, which is not true. But in any case, ask if it rains a lot in that area. Formula preguntas no su fuerte.
No, it's not.
Asking questions. Well, Inigo never asks questions. He has all the answers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct.
I have always the answers, but not the questions.
All right. Does it rain a lot
in your region?
In your area?
In your area?
One more time.
Does it rain a lot in your area?
Yeah, quite a bit, but we have a lot of fog in winter.
Well, it's typical in Milan too. Yeah. It's very fog. Le brouillard, everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, it's famous for its fog. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's why the airport in Milan is dangerous, because it's always fogged in.
Absolutely.
All right, so ask him if he went to secondary school. Well, ask him if he went to school in his village.
Did you go to the school in your village?
I went to my primary school in the village. Actually, the first year, the teacher was my mother. So she's the one that taught me how to write.
And to read.
And to read, yes.
Okay, to read and write. Se dice juntos. To read and write.
Yeah.
But secondary school, where did you go?
In secondary school, I went to Vercelli, which is the capital of the province.
All right, good. Ask him how far it is from his village to Vercelli.
How far is your village from? How
far?
Okay. How far? How far is it from
your village?
Your village from Vercelli?
To
Vercelli.
All right.
Wow.
This is not my day. Yeah. How far is it from Madrid to Barcelona? How far is it from Paris to Lyon? How far is it from New York to Los Angeles? How far is it from Houston to Dallas? How far is it from your village to Vercelli?
How far is it from your village from Vercelli?
From your village to.
How far is it from your village from Vercelli?
Oof. Wow. He's getting all mixed up. But we understand.
It's about 10 kilometers.
10 kilometers.
Yeah, so it's quite close.
Kilometers or kilometers, both are correct. They're two different pronunciations in English. Both are correct. Some people say, I would say 30% of the people say kilometers and 70% kilometers. Ask me how I say it.
Richard, how do you say...
ask me how I say it, the word.
How you say it? How do you say it?
Now, he has problems with the questions, too. Mm-hmm. How do you say it? I say kilometers. Kilometers. I don't say kilometers. I don't know. It's like thermometer. Termometro. I don't say termometro. You know, thermometer? No, thermometer. Kilometer, you say. But in any case, so, about to ask him if he went by bus every day.
Did you go by bus every day?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
All right. Okay, so he finished at the age of 18. You finished at the age of 18, right? Secondary school.
Yes.
All right, good.
Correct.
Ask if he went to the University of Milan.
Did you go to the University in Milan?
Of Milan.
Did you go to the University of Milan?
No, I went to study engineering in Torino. In Turin.
In Turin. So you studied engineering. Ask him what kind of engineering he studied.
What kind of engineering did you study?
I studied materials engineering.
Materials, the materiales, that's okay. Yeah, within the area here of industrial engineering, yeah, he studied materials engineering, the strength of materials and resistance. Yes.
And so, resilience, which is a word that
resilience
is not so common in Spanish, but now.
Well, it's becoming popular.
Yeah, yes, it's becoming now popular.
Resiliencia, resiliencia, yeah. Which means the strength based on flexibility. And, yeah, like which is stronger, an oak tree or a reed? Reed is un junco.
Okay.
Del río. I mean, which is stronger? Well, if a hurricane passes, an oak tree can fall, but a reed never. Because it's resilient, means that it has, it's flexibility, it's adaptable.
Yeah.
I mean, Darwin says the survival of the fittest. You know, here in Spanish you say la supervivencia más fuerte.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily true. Darwin didn't say the strongest. It says the fittest, and the fittest means the most capable of adapting to the environment. And so that requires resilience. Yes. Ask Paolo if he has a lot of resilience.
Yes, he is.
Ask him if he has a lot of resilience. ¿Qué opina él? Do you?
Do you?
Do you have?
Do you have resilience, then?
Resilience.
Did you?
No, did
do
you?
Do you?
I think so.
You do. You have resilience. You need resilience to live in Spain, right?
Sometimes.
It can be frustrating sometimes. It can be frustrating. Okay, so... you know, it's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, Paolo studied engineering at the University of Turin. He studied materials engineering. However, he works in the world of finance and investments. You know, there's not much logic to that. Okay, ask him when he started to get involved in money management.
Well... The expert in questions are going to make a question.
I'm going to ask a question.
Are going to ask a question.
Ask him when he got involved in money management. When did you?
When did you?
Ask him when he got involved. The verb is to get.
When did you get involved in a finance world?
In
the financial world.
Yeah.
It was in 2006 because I came here to Madrid to study an MBA and then I started working in the financial world.
World. Oof, we have problem. Cuidado. Because es clavado la palabra.
Yep.
You say la palabra financiera, the financial word. No, the financial world. Tienes que alargarlo.
Mm-hmm.
Y la L, no es que mande la L, pero está ahí. Y no lo saltamos. World. Y la lengua detrás de los dientes frontales superiores. Uh-huh. World.
Yeah,
bam. De una. La D. World. Da. Lel. Elda. Elda. You know, there's a town in Alicante called Elda, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
You've never heard of Elda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Inigo what Elda is famous for.
Inigo, what is Elda famous for?
I think it's because of they are shoemakers.
Yes, Elda is probably the center of shoemaking of a small town. You say Elda, people think shoes. Yeah, Elche as well, but Elda is the capital of the shoemaking industry, and or used to be. Now I don't know. World. Okay, so you ask. He came to Spain to do an MBA. Yeah, ask him why he chose Spain to do an MBA.
Why did you choose Spain
to do an
MBA?
Yeah.
Probably because my wife, she is Spanish.
Oh.
This is a very important reason.
Yeah, Spanish women.
From Madrid.
Spanish women don't marry, they import husbands. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. To be fair to her, she lived in Italy 5 years before that. So
married to you?
Before getting married.
You were living in sin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Ask him where he met his wife.
Where did you...
where did you?
Where did you meet your wife?
Very good.
I met my wife studying in France.
It's logical. He goes to Turin to study engineering, and he meets his wife studying in France. Ask him
halfway.
Ask him where he studied in France.
What did you study in France?
I studied in Montpellier.
Oh, Montpellier. That's not too far from Spain.
Yeah, it's really halfway between Turin.
Halfway.
Halfway.
Aspiralace.
Halfway between.
La eles muda aquí. Halfway.
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 Quita la L, nada. Half.
Halfway.
Eso.
Well, halfway between Turin and Madrid.
Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't expect to have so many problems with these people. You've never had a disciplinarian for your grammar. Do you understand?
Right.
And phonetics.
Yeah. Phonetics especially, you know, yeah.
Bam, said, okay, bam, bam, bam. Let's, you know, it's the motor skills of the language. It's the joints, the bone structure, the muscle structures, the tendons and the ligaments of the language. And you've developed your language without good, you know, a good bone structure, without a good joint structure and tendons, all right? And the phonetics as well. So halfway, it's about halfway between Turin?
Turin and Madrid.
Oh, okay.
So she's from Madrid, I'm from Turin.
So they met halfway.
Yeah.
They met halfway.
Practical.
Okay, so you met her. Ask him if his wife was studying there as well.
Can you repeat it, please?
Can you repeat?
Can you repeat, please?
Please. Yes, of course.
Can you repeat, please?
Okay, they met in Montpellier. He went to study. He went there to study.
Okay.
Ask him if his wife went there to study as well.
Did your wife went to Montpellier to study? Did your wife go to Montpellier to study?
As well?
As well.
Yes, she was studying biology.
All right, ask him what he studied in Montpellier.
Why your wife?
No, ask him what he studied in Montpellier.
Ah, why?
No, why no? Ask him what?
Ah, excuse me. Excuse me. What did you study in Montpellier?
I was there to study materials engineering, too.
Ah.
So I have a double degree in France and in Italy.
Yeah, but the degree in France is an undergraduate or graduate degree?
Graduate.
Graduate. No, escucha. La de más la U in English is Jew, como judío, Jew. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Graduate. Educación, education, graduation.
Graduation.
Yeah, graduate degree.
Graduate.
Un posgrado, titulación de posgrado is a graduate degree.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say normally we don't say postgraduate. So you got a graduate degree.
It was a master degree.
That's a graduate degree.
Mm-hmm.
There are two graduate degrees in the American system and in Britain as well, I think. There are two graduate degrees, master's and doctorate. So you got a master's degree in materials engineering. That's interesting. Ask him how long it took him to get his degree in Turin.
How long did it take this
graduate? Did it take you?
Did take you this graduate?
It took
No. We have some work here. Ask him how long it took him to get his degree in Turin.
How long
did it take you?
How long did it take you
to get
this graduate?
No, to get your degree.
Okay.
In Turin.
To get the graduate?
No, escucha. Degree.
Okay.
De licenciarte. De conseguir la titulación.
How long did it take you?
To get your degree.
To get your degree.
In Turin.
In Turin.
It took me 6 years to get both the degree in France and in Italy.
Okay, good. And so you met your wife in Montpellier. Fine. Ask him if they came to Madrid after that or went back to Italy.
Did you come to Madrid after that?
Or did you go back?
Or did you go out to Turin?
Did you go back?
Or did you go back to Turin?
To Turin.
To Turin. To Turin.
To Turin. All right.
To Turin.
I went back to Italy.
Oui. Oh, you.
Well, And first, at first I went back and then she reached me in Italy.
No, she reached you, no, she joined me.
She joined me.
Me al canzò. Ehi, non ti mai spera. No, no, tan rapido.
She joined me in...
joined me.
She joined me in Italy because I had to do my military service.
Oh. Ask him where he did his military service.
Where did you?
Where did you do?
Where did you do your military service?
At first in Rome.
At first, no, first.
First. First in Rome, and then as an officer in Turin.
All right. Ask him how long he was in the military.
How long were you in the military service?
For 12 months.
For 12 months. Ask, 12 him, months. If he ask him if he enjoyed that time. Ask if he enjoyed his time in the military.
Did you enjoy that time in the military service?
Yes, a lot.
Really? Okay, good. Yeah, he was an officer.
He was an officer.
And
he
a gentleman.
A lieutenant. Lieutenant?
Oficial y caballero.
Teniente is lieutenant or is...
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
In American English.
Okay.
Lieutenant really comes from French. Lieu is lugar. It's como lugar teniente. You understand? However, in Spanish, lugar teniente has another meaning.
Yes, absolutely.
Un poco como esbirro or something, lugar teniente or something.
No, it's the auxiliary of an officer.
Lugarteniente?
Sí.
Ah. Hmm, all right.
He's going to check it.
No, no, I know you're correct, but I think it has a second meaning. Deputy representative. Okay. Second in command. We say lieutenant. The British say lieutenant. For some weird reason, the British pronounce Luc as lugar in francés. You know, lieutenant. They pronounce it lef, con F.
Do you think
descarada.
It's the same pronunciation that in Germany?
In German.
German.
I don't know the pronunciation in German.
Lieutenant.
Okay, but lieutenant. Lieutenant. All right, so.
Sottotenente in Italian.
So you were sottotenente.
Yeah.
Tenente.
But probably it's not the same thing. The second lieutenant is the second tenente.
Ah, that is true. We have first lieutenant and second lieutenant.
Okay, alférez, second lieutenant.
All right.
And first lieutenant is?
Teniente.
Teniente.
So, teniente is higher than alférez.
Right.
All right, first lieutenant, second lieutenant.
Right.
So, alférez is first lieutenant. No,
no.
The opposite.
Alférez is second lieutenant.
All right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Inigo is an expert on military. Maybe we'll find, you'll have to come another day and we'll talk about military, where you can answer questions and not ask questions.
Okay.
But okay, fine. So, you went back to ask him what he did after the military service. What? Ask him what he did.
What okay. Did you?
Falta el verbo.
But es que I didn't understand the question.
Ask him what he did. ¿Qué hizo después?
What did you? What did you do?
Eso.
What did you do after your military service?
I started working as an engineer in Italy.
In Turin?
No. First in Brescia, in Milan, then in Como.
Okay,
so
wow.
I was tired of changing.
Ask him how many cities. Years. Ask him how many years he worked as an engineer.
How many years?
How?
How many years did you work as an engineer?
4 or 5 years.
Ask him if he enjoyed his jobs.
Did you enjoy your jobs?
Yes, mostly yes.
Ask him if he was living with his wife at that time. Ask if he was living. Pasado continuo.
Were you living with your wife?
At that time?
At that time?
Yes, I was.
So she was in Brescia with you and in Como, etc.
Correct.
Brescia, Como, and?
Milan.
And Milan.
And Milan. And then you decided to come here to do an MBA. Ask him where he did his MBA.
Where did you do this MBA?
Your MBA.
Your MBA?
MBA, más B, B duda. MBA.
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 Where did you do? Where did you
where
do?
Where did you do your MBA?
Good.
Wow. I did my MBA in Instituto de Empresa.
All right, good. 1 year, right?
1 year in English. It was the
English
international.
Version. All right, the international MBA. Ask him if he was planning to stay in Madrid after the MBA.
Where did you plan?
No, ask if he was planning.
Were you
planning?
Were you planning?
Pensabas quedarte aquí después. Were you planning?
Were you planning stay?
To stay here.
To stay here in Madrid after...
After the MBA?
After the MBA.
All right. Okay. Woof, we have a lot of work with Inigo.
Okay.
Okay. Were you planning to...
I'm going to pay, or I'm going to receive money today.
No. You're going to receive recommendations on improving.
I'm getting nervous, man.
Okay. Ask him, ¿Pensabas quedarte aquí después de la MBA? Were you planning to stay here after the MBA?
Were you planning
to stay?
To stay in Madrid after your MBA?
After your MBA?
I wasn't sure at that time.
All right.
Depending on the job I got, I was open to go to another city or country.
Good.
I found a job in Madrid, and we were getting our first kid.
No, we were expecting getting our, me. Getting sounds like... una petición. We want a kid. No, kids, listen, kids, we say in the plural. In the plural, kids means niños en general o hijos, my kids. Now, mi hijo, see, if you say, my kid, my child, my son, my daughter, my son or my daughter, or my little boy, my little girl, mm-hmm. depending on the age, or my teenage boy, my teenage girl. But in this case, we were expecting...
Our first child.
All right, you're expecting your first child. So ask him if he found a job in Madrid.
Did you find a job in Madrid? Did you find a...
Job.
A job in Madrid?
Claro, fine. Did you find a job is multaste un trabajo.
Okay.
To find is multar. Now, to find is encontrar. Entonces, si dices, si la D no la dices, find a job, estás multaste un trabajo.
Okay.
So, Did you find a job in Madrid?
Yes, luckily I found a job. I found a job in Madrid as soon as I finished the MBA.
All right, we'll be right back and know more to learn more in just a second.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina? Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. o sea, violación, al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations. Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el